Hi, I'm Jim Martin, pastor of Grace Christian Center. The service you're about to hear is from Tuesday night during our Prayer and Power Conference, and it was very unique. The Spirit of the Lord moved so powerfully during the praise and worship, there was no preaching, but the worship just continued on and on and on. It was absolutely incredible, and the presence of the Lord was extremely, extremely powerful. We have decided to leave all of this intact in its entirety in this recording. That way you'll be able to worship along with us and experience some of what the Lord did in our midst. The last 7 or 8 minutes of this recording will have words from the Lord that came forth at the end of the service. So may God bless you with His presence, and may you enjoy this time of fellowship with the Lord.
Possession. Oh, we belong to you, Lord. Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your name. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Bless your name, Jesus. The Lord said that there are several things that have taken place during this time here tonight. There has been, not in any specific order, not in a list of priority, but there has been an intense purging that has been taking place inside. I don't know if it's everyone, but where it was needed, it took place. An intense purging. He also said that there has been a great cleansing that has taken place. He said that there are things in people that have been unlocked within them. There are things of the Lord that have been released. He said what opened the door for this is the worship. The worship. The worship. What he's saying to me right now is this. If you had not had the pre-service worship, it would not have led into what I have done here this night. For you established a flow in the Spirit that allowed me to flow in your midst. It became like a river that flowed through this place, a river of great depth that washed through every person here and those watching who joined in. He said, this night is an introduction to the depths where I want to take you. Your willingness to allow me to move is what has enabled me to do this night. Just as you stand in a prayer line and have a minister lay hands on you physically, I have laid my hands on you spiritually this night. Many of you speak of impartations. But I want you to know that impartations only come from me. And this night, as I laid my hands upon you, bypassing your flesh and going directly to your spirit, I have imparted to every one of you things that you needed this night. He said, there are some of you this night, you have turned the corner in your life and you are headed in a direction that you have been seeking for a long, long time. He says, for some of you, the change this night has been so tremendous that in the days to come, you are going to sense that something major has happened in you. He says, those of you who are in full-time ministry, from this night forward, your ministry will not be the same. I have lifted you up to a new level in me, so that I can work through you and do greater things than I ever have. He says, from this night forward, you're going to experience in yourself that you are not going to look at numbers the way that you used to, though you never focused on them greatly. He says, the numbers are going to be less important to you now because you're going to know my presence, not just in you, but completely enveloping you. And you're going to look through my eyes like you never have before. There are those of you in this place serving me in ministry. Be prepared, for I am going to begin using your wives more than I ever have. Be prepared for that, for that is my will. Did I not say in my word that in the last days I would move upon both my sons and my daughters? Did I not say in my word that when you become married, that you become one? Do you think that I would exalt one of you above the other? No. I will use you. It will be different from the way that I use you, but I'm going to use her. And her exaltation is from me. He says, there are those of you in this place who have received more from me tonight than you have in the past year. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, I'm just going to repeat what I heard. He said, let them rest. Let them rest. Okay, here's why. He says, what you don't understand is this. When my glory begins impacting your spirit, it can be more than your flesh can handle in its own strength. I will not hurt you, but many of my children do not know how to rest after an encounter with my glory. For you see, corrupt flesh cannot exist in the fullness of my presence, and you are living in corrupt flesh. But your spirit has been touched by my glory. So I want you to rest, because you have received so much from me this night. Your emotions and your flesh do not realize how much your spirit has received. But in the days to come, these things that I have released in you will begin to come forth. So rest. So what that means is, we're going to dismiss. I remember one time when I was here ministering. It was back in, I don't know, maybe November of 1998. It was before I actually became the pastor here at this location. And I was teaching, and as far as I'm concerned, I was doing a good job. I know I was, because I'm ministering, and the Lord spoke up to me, and he said, stop, they've had enough. And so I just stopped, and I said, okay, the Lord says, well, you've had enough, everybody stand. So there are times when it's right, and this is one of those times. And here's what I really believe. I believe tonight some of you are going to sleep better than you have in a long time.